We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KMX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KMX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Dick Elton.
And I'm Rob Archer in for Vicky Moore. Top local story, LAX gearing up for a crush of travelers over the long Thanksgiving holiday period over the next couple of weeks. Double the number they saw last year. KMX 1070's John Baer live outside Terminal 7 with more.
Early in the pandemic, LAX was a ghost town, and that's certainly not the case this morning. You can tell that immediately when you drive into the central terminal area. You just see a sea of red lights as people pull to the curb to drop passengers off of their flights. But lines inside the terminal, Terminal 7, security lines, ticket counters, they're not bad, not yet anyway. LAX spokesman Heath Montgomery says, no, they're not completely back to normal here, but with all the construction going on, you really need to get to the airport early, especially if you're driving yourself.
More people are parking in our terminal garages today, even than in 2019. So while we're not back to normal in terms of overall passengers, we are far above normal in the number of people choosing to park here.
They have a new online parking reservation system, so you can book a parking space in advance at parking.flylax.com. It's brand new this year, and that could take the stress out of rushing to the airport, getting through security, and getting to your gate on time. Reporting live at LAX, John Baer, KNX 1070 News Radio.
And I said this yesterday, I'll say it again. If you're on one of those LAX parking lot shuttles, make sure you pay attention and get off at the terminal that you're supposed to get off at. Because if you don't get off at that stop, you're going to have a long trek to get back there by the time you get to the next stop. So just a little heads up. Vehicle thefts have been spiking across L.A. since the pandemic began, and last month's numbers have set a new record. More than 2,300 cars and trucks stolen, marking the highest monthly count since the LAPD began to report those figures. Apparently, USC researchers have been checking these numbers, say the number of cars and trucks stolen in LA just last month was more than 25% higher than it was in June.
No relief in sight regarding the drought. Federal scientists at NOAA predict another year of dry, arid conditions in California, due in part to a strengthening La Nina. The next 3 months are historically the state's wettest, but the monthly climate report projects dry conditions through February. Climate experts warn the continuing drought likely is going to get worse, and it's going to make the next year's fire season worse, too.
Port of L.A. on track for a second consecutive record-breaking year. Had just a huge October. Combining with the Port of Long Beach, the seaport will have moved 20 million of those containers in 2021.
10 months into year 2021, we're tracking about 15% ahead of last year's numbers. And we're estimating to finish this year of 2021 at about 10.8 million TEUs, far more cargo than any other port in the Western Hemisphere.
Port of L.A. Executive Director Gene Sirica says that the work still needs to be done to help the global supply chain crisis and the backlog. For instance, 100 vessels were at anchor or drifting in the bay as of yesterday. Sirica says efforts to clear the docks of the old cargo are paying off. A 31% drop in the containers since the middle of October.
There has been a split decision by workers at Disney's two Anaheim theme parks on a proposed new contract that includes seniority bonuses and boosting the minimum pay to $18 an hour by 2023. That three-year plan negotiated by union leaders in Disney was approved by employees at the California Adventure Park, but rejected by those at Disneyland. Workers at the two parks belong to different bargaining units. The impact of the conflicting votes not quite clear yet.
University of California says it will not use any standardized tests for admission after dropping the SAT last year. A working group had been looking at some other kinds of tests, but UC Riverside professor Mary Govan says the research came up empty.
And there just simply aren't any tests in existence now that we were able to identify that wouldn't reproduce the kind of inequities we're concerned about. So for now, we're test-free.
University says the tests are unfair and biased. UC Regent Eloy Ortiz Oakley, who is chancellor of the community colleges, says the on-campus system has become a national leader on the issue.
Many people do point now to the University of California's actions as a model going forward, particularly in light of the increased diversity that we've begun to see in admissions. So I would just encourage us to continue to take the leadership role here.
Well, here's an important part for students and for parents to encourage their kids in high school. UC admissions officers will continue to use high school grades as one of the main tools in assessing would-be students.
Number of undergrads enrolled at California universities and colleges has fallen sharply for a second year, especially at community colleges. Overall drop of 6.5% from last fall to this fall, and for community colleges, that figure is closer to 11%. LA Times says researchers blame a combination of a declining population and pandemic-related financial pressures that have forced more young adults to join the workforce instead of going to college.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day, but for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen on KNX1070.com or the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.